Drivers and flyers are starting to see the effects of the cyber attack on long-distance fuel pipelines. I'm David Brancaccio, the operator of the SETA fuel pipelines, hit by what authorities say is an international cyber attack, thinks its systems will not be working again until the end of the week earliest. The U.S. Departments of Treasury, Energy, and Justice are now involved. This is affecting how people get to where they want to go. Marketplace's Andy Euler joins us from Texas with the latest.
Yeah, David, the fact of the matter is we still don't have any fuel running through the pipeline, and we're already seeing some of the effects of that. I told you yesterday that big cities in the southeastern U.S. could feel the worst of this, and so far that's exactly what's happening. Patrick DeHaan at Gas Buddy estimated 7% of gas stations in Virginia were out of fuel as of last night. And let's also say Alabama, Maryland, Tennessee could experience some outages too as folks scramble for fuel supplies later this week. Now, we're also nearing that psychological $3 threshold for gas prices around the nation, something we haven't seen since 2014. It's coming right as we get ready for the unofficial start of summer and folks head off for road trips over Memorial Day weekend.
It's not just drivers finding some dry service stations, which is what happens when too many people start topping off tanks just to be on the safe side, but it's not just them.
That's exactly right. American Airlines decided yesterday that it had to add a stop to two long-haul flights out of Charlotte, North Carolina, because of just a lack of jet fuel. America's daily flight from Charlotte to Honolulu will now stop in Dallas, and Charlotte to London will stop in Boston for additional fuel. The airline said that the two impacted flights are expected to return to the original schedule on May 15th. But again, that just depends on whether Colonial can get things up and running by then.
Indeed. Andy Euler in Austin, thank you. This pipeline situation puts critical infrastructure risk on display even beyond fuel, as we were just talking. Our Scott Tong had a piece in last night's Marketplace that's available now with one click, marketplace.org for that. We're also watching drooping stock prices. Yesterday, the NASDAQ index, where a lot of technology stocks live, fell 2.6%. Judging from futures this morning, an immediate turnaround may not be in the offing. Marketplace's Nova Safo is helping us monitor the market screens this morning.
Big tech companies have reaped the benefits of the pandemic era, both from consumers who have been buying up their services and gadgets, and from investors who have sent stock prices soaring. So the sell-off in those same companies is significant by comparison. Shares in household names such as Netflix, Amazon, and Apple fell between 2 to 3% yesterday. Perhaps that's because of a report from Citigroup warning that digital ad growth is likely to slow. Analysts also suspect inflation worries are playing a role. Still, over a 12-month period, big tech stocks are doing quite well. Shares of Apple and Google parent Alphabet are both up more than 60%, and Facebook, which gave up more than 4% in value yesterday, is still up 44% since last May. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
The NASDAQ future now is down 1.3%. The S&P future is down 0.7%. The key stock index in Europe, Amsterdam's AEX, is down 2.6%. A federal COVID relief program to help low-income consumers pay their internet bills will start taking applications tomorrow. The Emergency Broadband Benefit Program, it offers discounts on internet bills and an allowance to help pay for maybe a new computer. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on who is eligible.
One Monday morning last year, right before Christmas, Bernadine Ramsey woke up to trouble. Ramsey, who lives in Washington, D.C. with her husband and 10-year-old daughter, was up early to study for an IT training course she's taking, but there was no Wi-Fi signal.
So that was very, very alarming when I don't see that in the morning.
Ramsey's internet was out for a full week. Her daughter Naya couldn't use the laptop she got from school for her virtual lessons. Ramsey turned the data on for her phone and they shared it, Naya squinting at the small screen for her classes during the day, Ramsey using it to study at night.
But thank goodness I still have my phone, so we were able to still get on for her and get on for myself as well.
Ramsey says her internet is fixed now, but it's still slow. If Ramsey qualifies for the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program, she'll get up to $50 a month toward broadband service. Ramsey says she'd use it to upgrade her internet. She could also get a $100 discount on a new computer. Her 10-year-old desktop recently bit the dust. It looks like Ramsey would qualify. Yosef Gattacho is with the consumer group Common Cause.
The eligibility criteria for this program is pretty broad.
Gattacho says you automatically qualify if you're in a government program like SNAP or Medicaid. Ramsey's enrolled in Medicaid, so she's eligible. You also qualify if your income is at or below 135% of the federal poverty line, or if your income took a substantial hit from a job loss. But there's a catch, says Gigi Sohn. She's at the Georgetown Law Institute for Technology Law and Policy.
This is temporary. I think it's important to note that the digital divide doesn't go away when the pandemic does, and it's important to have a permanent program.
Congress allocated about $3 billion for the emergency broadband benefit. The program ends when the money's gone, or 6 months after the federal government declares the pandemic is over. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And Mattel is going to let you recycle Barbie, not in the compost heap. It's starting a thing where you print out a shipping label from the Mattel website and send back used toys, and the company will reuse what they can reuse. Mattel's aiming for 100% recycled, recyclable, or bio-based materials by the end of this decade. Our producers are Meredith Gerritsen, Stephen Ryan, Daniel Shin, and Erica Soderstrom. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.